Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, so seriously, the crew is having a bit of a laugh at me, and that's okay. I have been public speaking for years of my life, for years. Really, really consistently since high school. And for whatever reason, like, I am having dyslexia problems. And at the end of the last segment, I mixed two catchphrase slogans together. Probably sounded like a bumbling idiot. I swear, I've never had this dyslexia before. It's becoming a serious thing. And I think what's happening is the circuits in my brain are just, like, way too overstimulated with information. And it's just stuff is just crossfiring. So have a laugh at my dyslexia. I'm perfectly okay with that. Just know you're laughing at my brain damage when you do that, that I've caused on myself. So seriously, though. Getting real, though, Drew Hernandez is with us, the intrepid reporter who's done so much great work over the last 2 years. And now, of course, is getting censored, because that's what happens when you do real journalism and expose real criminal activity. So Drew Hernandez is going to be with us for this segment and the next. He has a short time with us. Drew, tell us about what is happening right now, the censorship you're enduring.
Yeah, well, this failed media outlet called The Intercept ran a hit piece and a smear piece on myself and other fellow riot journalists that have put their lives on the line to cover the 2020 and 2021 BLM and Antifa riots. They not only did a article on everybody, but they also produced a 25-minute so-called mini documentary trying to prove that all of the footage that you've seen in 2020 is somehow selectively edited and not the real narrative, and that we're attempting, they call this right-wing journalists, attempting to smear the Black Lives Matter movement. These people are just failed reporters. They're failed journalists. They have nothing going on with their lives, and they're trying to smear people that are actually successful and doing it right.
Well, before we get into more of the details of this, I mean, tell people, it really is a dangerous enterprise to go cover these events. Tell people everything you've witnessed at these riots in the last year and a half, 2 years. I mean, this is a serious thing. It's not just, oh, show up and, like, everybody's cheering and glad-handing. I mean, there's explosions, there's gunshots, there's police, there's people bleeding out. I mean, it's serious stuff.
Well, here's the thing that gets left out as well, Owen. It's when Black Lives Matter or Antifa are not actually committing acts of violence on the ground, they're either talking about it or they're conspiring to do it together. Okay, you hear this in their rhetoric. You hear this when they're preaching at their rallies. You hear this when you're undercover in their little groups. Regardless, this organization, Black Lives Matter, is not this innocent little organization that doesn't do anything wrong. They're neo-Marxist. I mean, when I was on Portland on the ground, when I was covering a Black Lives Matter protest last year, you literally had one of their speakers calling for police officers. She said she wished that they would be strangled by their umbilical cords when they were babies. Okay, so this is the type of rhetoric that comes from these people. And then obviously mentally unstable people that are listening to this stuff are going to go out and actually commit acts of violence against police officers and anyone that is in opposition toward their so-called peaceful movement.
And by the way, if you're not on the ground covering this, nobody will. Mainstream media is not going to cover it. They showed Julio Rosas' Twitter account up there. He's probably one of the few people that is on mainstream news that actually goes out to these events. He's obviously been threatened. So if it wasn't for you covering these events, they would be completely uncovered. Nobody would see it.
Absolutely. And this is why they try to smear us. And it's hilarious because they say, here's the funny part, Owen, this is how stupid these people are. Okay. They're saying, right wing journalists, they're smearing the Black Lives Matter movement. They literally use footage of Antifa rioting, saying that that's us smearing Black Lives Matter. Okay. The mental gymnastics with these people are ridiculous. You have to be literally stupid to believe these people when you have literally people in Black Bloc destroying buildings, and they're sitting there saying, oh, they're just smearing Black Lives Matter. It's like, you got to be a moron to believe this, Owen, literally.
Well, I mean, that's just like a buzzword they have, like, oh, you're smearing me. It's like if I play a clip of one of them on air, they're, oh, you smeared me. You said that. I just played the clip of you saying that. It's like, hey, I just filmed this riot. They just burned this building. They just looted this Target. They just attacked this man. Oh, you're smearing them. By showing the truth of their activities, I guess that's what this has come down to. So Drew Hernandez with us for the next segment as well. Now, again, the irony here is The Intercept used to be run by Glenn Greenwald, a real liberal. They ran him off. They ran him off, and now they want to run off journalists that are covering the truth on the ground. Amazing.
2 weeks ago, I launched a sale on all the high-quality storable foods at PrepareWithAlex.com. And I pointed out that the Bloomberg Global Food Index shows that current crop purchases being made for the end of the summer when the crops are completed around the world is up 76%. That alone will cause civil unrest, major problems. Since then, inflation has exploded in the last 2 weeks. You've seen the pipeline crises. You've seen Governor Whitmer shutting down or trying to shut down the pipeline in Michigan. This is a concerted operation. And so, listeners have a huge response to our big sale, 2020 prices in the year 2021. 10% off all storable foods, preparewithalex.com. Now, the sale ended yesterday, so I'm now, because a lot of requests, extending it through Sunday, and then it absolutely has to end. So, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, your supplies, highest quality water filters, and so much more. PrepareWithAlex.com. It's the best tool you're going to find on high quality storable food for you and your family and your community. Get ready now. PrepareWithAlex.com.
Is with us at Drew H. Live on Twitter. DrewHLive.com is his website. The Intercept is trying to demonize his intrepid reporting from the ground of these riots. And again, folks, it really is dangerous stuff to be in the middle of this stuff, especially when you have a target on your back, which is a common thing these days. So it's really pathetic for any news organization or media organization to be demonizing actual journalism and reporting from the ground of these events, which is, of course, what Drew Hernandez does. So they are now saying that, I guess, reporting the truth. I guess that's the problem here, Drew, is reporting the truth is now considered racist or bigoted or smearing. I mean, you know, this is what their new argument is. If you report the truth, they demonize you and then they censor you.
Owen, these people are failed grifters, okay? This is how ridiculous they went. I could speak for myself, okay? When you see the article and you watch their little mini documentary on us, they literally use one of my pieces where I was in Portland, okay, and a Black Lives Matter militant psychopath was being pushed by police officers, and she turns around and says, "I hope your whole family gets burnt down in your house, your whole effing family," okay? Calling for the death of police officers and their families by arson, okay? And they took that clip and they said Drew Hernandez left out the part as to why she said that. And the reason why she said that was because she was being roughed around by police officers. They literally leave out the fact that the reason why the police officers were roughing people around was because these rioters, prior to this clip, were attempting to burn down a federal building with police officers inside of it, okay? So they accuse us of leaving things out and selectively editing, but that's literally what they did in this piece, this smear piece, to try and say that we selectively edited and left stuff out. They did the very same thing they accused us of doing, and that's what these people do. And you know what's interesting, Owen, is they got ratioed hard on Twitter, okay? They got over 500,000 views, but the only reason they did was because thousands of people actually came to our side and came to our defense and ratioed the hell out of them on their own Twitter. And there were even leftists in the comment section that were like, this is a little too far. How can you accuse these guys of smearing Black Lives Matter when you have footage of Black Lives Matter rioting, looting, and committing mass arson? This one doesn't add up. Honestly, I feel like that was the most hilarious part about this.
I mean, at what point... And this is not the, you know, this is not the result. This is not the conclusion. This is not what we want to see. But I mean, at what point do you say, do we as Americans say, you know what? Fine. Go ahead, defund the police. Fine. I won't go cover these riots. And we'll just let these people destroy cities. Again, I don't want that. That's not what I want. I like cities. I like metropolitan areas. I like having a civilization functioning. But it's like, at what point do we draw back and say, fine, here's what you're asking for. Here's what you're really asking for. And just, I mean, let it commence for a couple nights until they realize, okay, wow, this is actually violent groups of terrorists. Maybe we should have been honest about this and tried to stop it.
I agree. I totally, my heart hurts when you think about even thinking about that, right? Because, you know, innocent people are going to get caught in the crossfire. But the problem is a lot of people in these communities support this stuff. They support Black Lives Matter. They support Antifa, especially in Portland. That's shocking. A lot of people don't know that, but a lot of the locals in Portland shockingly support Antifa. When you go out there and you cover this stuff, you actually see them coming outside of their houses screaming at police officers. So I kind of agree with, actually, I do agree with you, Owen. I think people, if this is what they want, this is what they should get. If they don't want police officers, pull the police officers out, put them in cities where they'll be respected and they can do their jobs where they're actually wanted. Because I think that's what the American people want at this point. I mean, yeah. We have to give people what they want. If they don't want police officers, if they want crime running rampant in their freaking communities, then that's what they're going to get. If they want to disrespect police officers and defund the hell out of them and put their families out on the street, then you know what? Let's take them out of those cities, put them in states, put them in cities where they'll be respected and they can do their jobs, where they can keep us safe while your city's burned to the ground. And you can have Black Lives Matter and Antifa policing your neighborhoods. How about that?
Yeah, and you know, maybe this is one of our shortcomings, and I mean, it's noble. It's noble in the cause, but it's like, it's time we just need to stop fighting for these Democrat cities. You know, we still want to try to save some of these Democrat cities and lift them back up, and you know, maybe it's time to just say, hey, you know what? This is a Democrat city now. It's gone. Let it go. Let the poverty increase. Let the violence increase. Let all the businesses leave, and all these Democrat-run cities will be slums. And like you said, hey, cities that want police, cities probably run by Republicans, mostly conservative areas, you know, Trump voters. Hey, you want some extra police? We'll give you some extra police. You want to have a safer community? You can have a safer community. We'll build up those communities. We'll form our own strongholds in those communities. And then you can fairly see the contrast as if it's, you know, not there enough to observe. But then it's like, yeah, look, this is what you vote for. These are Democrat cities. Slums, hellholes, poverty, starvation, violence, crime, no economy versus conservative areas with police, economies booming, people are safe, schools are better. So, I mean, maybe it's just time for that to really reach a point where there's no debate and you can compare and contrast and say, wow, Democrat policy, Democrat-run cities creates third world hellholes.
I totally agree. I mean, sometimes we just have to give people what they want. It sounds so sad. And, you know, a lot of conservatives, patriots, we hear that. And it's like, Drew, Owen, why are you guys talking like this? We're not going to bend the knee to Black Lives Matter or the neo-communists and the globalists. That's not what we're saying. Sometimes I think we have to let the enemy gain some strategic ground so we can actually show the public just exactly what their ideas look like in real life. Okay, because these things may sound amazing on paper. They sound amazing on TV. Oh, my goodness, the black people are being slaughtered by police officers. Yes, we must defund the police, when that's literally not the narrative. Okay, but when people like Alex Jones, Owen Schroyer, Drew Hernandez, all these people that speak out against these things, we all get shadow banned. We get deboosted. We get censored. It's like, okay, then I'm done talking at this point. I'm done trying to tell you guys the truth. I'm done trying to tell you and warn you what's coming. Then maybe we've come to the point where it's like, if you're going to keep voting for this and supporting this, then you know what? I'm going to leave this community and I'm going to go to a community that's going to respect the values, that's going to protect our American citizens. And you can just have your community that you want in this false fantasy of a utopia that just does not exist. With Black Lives Matter policing their own neighborhoods and Antifa policing their own neighborhoods. Look how that's turning out in Portland. They're literally policing themselves. The police have been neutered in Portland. And now crime is skyrocketing in Portland. And people are like freaking out, like, how in the world did this happen? Are you serious? You guys sided with Antifa. You sided with Black Lives Matter. You actually sided with the defund the police narrative. And now your community is suffering as a result. So you have yourself to blame if you supported this. And I don't feel sorry for you at this point.
Yeah, and I was going to say, you look at any of these major cities. Some of them were already, you know, as dangerous as it gets, like a St. Louis or Chicago. But, I mean, even New York, that was kind of turning a corner. I mean, you look at violent crime and the numbers that have skyrocketed in New York. You look at the violent crime skyrocketing. And then they'll do interviews on TV with city council like, oh, we don't know what's behind the violent crime skyrocketing. Or you'll have mayors and other Democrat leaders just deny it. It's really incredible to witness their denial of the things that are happening on their streets. But I guess that's just to be expected. Drew, what's next on your docket? Where can people follow your breaking news?
You guys can follow me on Twitter for now, on Drew H Live, and on Gab, Drew H Live, Instagram, Drew Hernandez Live. And anyone can support me on my website at DrewHLive.com. I do my show nightly on YouTube for now. as long as they're allowing me. We're extremely deboosted. But you can follow me on YouTube, subscribe on YouTube, Drew Hernandez, just search that, and that's where you guys can find me for now.
All right, hey, one last question for you before we let you go here. New York City's Pride Parade has just banned police officers through the year 2025. I'm sure you saw that. What do you think, smart move or bad move?
Bad move, but here's the most hilarious part in that article. NYC Pride literally said, we're going to keep police out. Only if necessary, we'll bring them in. Okay, this is how stupid they are, okay? They claim to be defund the police, anti-police, but listen, anyone with a conscience, anyone that cares for their own life, whether white, whether black, whether brown, I don't care, whether green, if you're a freaking space alien, cares about the sanctity of their life, and a police officer is there to ensure that. And that's why they're such hypocrites, and they say, oh, only if it's necessary we'll bring a police officer in. This is how stupid these people are, Owen.
Yeah, just another political statement, totally out of place made. But hey, here's what will happen. Somebody will show up to that Pride Parade in a Trump hat, and there'll be 9/11 calls going out left and right. Drew Hernandez, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now, 800-998-7173, 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
I remember when the Democrat, liberal, progressive lost their mind. Yeah, I remember that. In fact, I remember when Beto O'Rourke, that failed ninny, Beto O'Rourke, the fake Hispanic, the white man, stealing valor from minorities that they build up, Beto O'Rourke. Remember, he said Texas was going to be in peril. Doomsday scenario for Texas because Governor Abbott lifted the mask mandate and reopened the state. Since then, we've had the least COVID deaths amongst any state. So put that in your pipe and smoke it, Beto. You fraud. You lying coward. You loser. Oh, the Democrats were wrong again. Go figure. Who would have seen that coming? A Democrat with an opinion that turns out to be completely inaccurate and wrong. Just happens all the time, that's all. Ladies and gentlemen, remember, your support at InfoWarsStore.com is what keeps us on the air. So we salute you for that. And the good news is we've got the best supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. The store at InfoWarsStore.com is just so huge now with all the health supplements and all the survival gear, emergency food gear, water filters, air filters, T-shirts, hats. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have one day left to sell you emergency food supplies at 10% off. One day left to sell you emergency food supplies at 10% off. This deal will be lifted after tonight. So if you've been waiting to get the emergency food supplies, now is the time at InfoWarsStore.com. And preparewithalex.com. The lowest prices that you're going to find anywhere on emergency food are there at InfoWarsStore.com and preparewithalex.com. 10% off 2020 prices. After that, everything's going to have to be reevaluated as food prices are skyrocketing, ladies and gentlemen. So take advantage of that sale before it's over tonight. And try the latest new supplement, the Fizzy Magnesium Drink Mix at InfoWarsStore.com. Already very popular, at least amongst the crew here, already very popular. And I imagine once we start getting more of the ratings in, it's going to be very, very popular amongst the audience as well. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, let's see what we want to do here. Let me just get back into some of this news. Now, yeah. So this is coming, and it's coming like a whirlwind, and it's hard to believe that it's even here. Because there's going to be a kind of a side issue that comes from this. Let me just give you the story here. 39 million households, including most U.S. children, to get up to $3,600 a month in stimulus payments. So this is how this crashes a free market, folks. This is how this crashes an economy. You've already seen this happen in select groups in the United States of America, specifically Democrat-run cities, specifically impoverished area in Democrat-run cities, specifically projects in Democrat-run cities, and specifically black families, single mothers in Democrat-run cities. So it creates this phenomenon where the government becomes your daddy, the state becomes the head of the household, and so everything kind of flows from that. Do you quit working? Do you kick the man out of the house? You know, the state is now the head of the house, the state pays my bills, I love the state, I need the state. And so then internally, within these families, you see morale get low. You see people not wanting to go back to work. You see stimulus money being used for other such things. And it just creates a downward spiral that they can never get out of, but they don't care to because the state is still there cutting them that check. So they get used to that lifestyle. Now, what this is going to do, taking it to the next level, is going to be twofold. First of all, this is going to increase violent crime in inner cities. I won't go too much into the criminal psychology of this, but it's well known. This is why crime goes up during Christmas. Whenever people hear, hey, there's a lot of money coming in this area, hey, there's stuff going on here, criminals flock to that area. I mean, take like a drug deal, for example. You hear about, oh, this drug gang over here is about to be a big drug deal. There's going to be a lot of money on hand. Criminals are interested in that. They may try to do a heist. People get shot. People die. Well, that's all illegal activity. But you're going to have increased crime in these areas that are getting the stimulus payouts guaranteed. Yeah, and there's already the headlines that are highlighting this. The crew's pulling them up right now. People are getting shot. People are getting into fights. People are having their homes invaded, and it's because of the stimulus checks. So criminals are going to think, oh, they've got money now. Oh, the stimulus check just went out now. Oh, it's in the mail. Oh, I know this house gets a stimulus check. Criminals are going to flock to that. That's one of the issues that will follow. The other issue is people that still work for a living are going to feel like idiots. People that still work for a living are going to feel like dupes. And so they're going to quit their job and start getting a stimulus payment. And then the supply chain shortage is going to increase. And then the inability for businesses and restaurants and places to hire workers is going to increase. Because why make $30,000 a year or $40,000 a year in the service industry when I can make that or more sitting on my butt and having the government be my daddy and praying to the state to save me? So this is a disaster. This is a Biden policy that is an absolute disaster. And it is not going to take long for this disastrous policy to reap whirlwinds of chaos and havoc and crime in our country. So it doesn't matter that COVID is over. They're still using this under the guise of COVID and, of course, racism as well. And it's just going to absolutely destroy these communities, ladies and gentlemen. And it's really sad that this is what the Democrats are doing. It's all by design, and they know it. But they just figure, hey, these people are so desperate and stupid, they'll fall for this too. I'm Joe Biden. I've been in government for 50 years, and I'm here to help. I'm Joe Biden. I put millions of black people in jail for crack, and I'm here to help. I'm Joe Biden. My son's a drug addict, sex addict, freak, and I'm here to help. Hi, we're the Democrats. We put you into poverty. We put your cities into a state of emergency every night, and we're here to help. So this is going to be disastrous. I don't know how this turns around. We've already warned you, get out of Democrat-run cities. If you haven't yet, I mean, now is the time, folks, because with crime already skyrocketing, this is going to make it tenfold. This is only going to make it tenfold. So could be weeks, could be months, could be years. If this policy happens, you will see inner cities completely go to chaos.
It's Thursday morning, May 13th. I'm sitting in my studio getting ready to go live, and I am just cutting this bulletin to all the listeners and all the viewers so you understand how serious the situation is. Just 2 weeks ago, I predicted you'd see massive inflation explode, that they would cut off more pipelines. I said it on air more than 50 times because America is under strategic globalist attack in an economic trade war to make sure China wins. This is World War III. And I told listeners, you need to get storable food. You need to get water filtration. Those are some of the basics you need. And we have the best storable food at the lowest prices you're going to find anywhere. Now, the sale was supposed to end yesterday, but I'm running it through the 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th. because so many people have requested that I extend it so people have a chance to get this great deal, 2020 prices in the year 2021. And then my Patriot's going to have to go up on prices because everybody else is already, and the raw materials are skyrocketing. They have the food ready to ship right now at preparewithalex.com, 10% off.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So leaked documents out of Canada last year show that the entire COVID response was already pre-planned. Now, we already know that from other such things like Event 201 and Crimson Contagion and other leaks, but people have been specifically monitoring the leaked documents from Canada that showed all the plans for COVID into deep into the year 2021, which just shows you it's not about science. It's not about data. It's all pre-planned. It's all a power grab. It's all a takeover is what it is. So in case you didn't have enough evidence of that, there's just more out there. And it ties into the stimulus that they're giving out. But, you know, I realized something in the break here that was so obvious as I'm thinking of the headline for the segment upload to Bandout Video that I can't believe I missed this point, but it's clear to me now. So, again, the Biden administration is going to be paying $3,600 a month to 39 million households in the U.S. and it just hit me like a ton of bricks. Okay, yeah, just like every other Democrat policy, it's going to lead to poverty and destruction and crime. We know that. But here's like the thing that I just completely missed. This is the Biden administration paying Democrat voters $3,600 a month. That's what this is. And I don't know if anybody that does data and tracking and analytics and logistics and demographics and stuff, and they might not be able to do it until this plan is actually put into practice to analyze the data. I guarantee you, if you analyze this data of the 39 million homes that are about to get $3,600 in stimulus checks, I guarantee you the vast majority, if they voted Democrat, I would say 90%. And then others probably just didn't vote. So this is Democrats paying off their voters and then putting them on the Democrat dole to get them to keep going back and voting Democrat. This is a desperate move. This is a communist takeover. This is Joe Biden and the Democrats paying their Democrat voters a good reward of a stimulus check for going along with the Democrat policies, going along with the shutdowns, going along with the racism and the riots and everything. Go along with it. Shut your mouth. Play along. Now you're getting your payment, $3,600 a month. Congratulations. Your whole city's destroyed and you have no future. Congratulations. But $3,600 a month to vote Democrat. Wow. And you can go, there's no such thing as a blue state, by the way. Because you can go look at voter turnout numbers and they have all these color graded maps and it shows the whole country is red except for the major cities run by Democrats where the population density is. You look at Illinois, it's all red except for Chicago. In fact, there's a new account on Twitter, it's things like Red Eagle Politics, that's actually putting out the actual data from the 2016 to the 2020 election. And what it shows is not only that the 2020 election was stolen, in all these red areas, all got more red. The only places where Democrats picked up votes were in major cities like Philadelphia and Pittsburgh and Arizona and Atlanta, where Biden somehow quadrupled as many votes as Hillary Clinton. I mean, just magically quadrupled. So that's America, all red, except for Democrat-run areas where they have the population density and they pay off their voters with now stimulus money. But they have all kinds of different ways of paying off their voters. And it's all going to inner cities that end up voting Democrat. Unbelievable to see this happening in real time. But there it is. Now, let's look at some of this other news here. Police departments across America preparing for a violent summer. That's right. It's riot season, ladies and gentlemen. Democrat riot season. And you still have the Floyd Chauvin verdict kind of sitting out there. A mistrial, I feel, is imminent with all the shenanigans that the Democrats are up to and the media and the jurors lying, too. So this is just incredible. But we know how these things go. They always get away with these crimes somehow. So maybe we shouldn't be so sure of it. But yeah, everybody knows the Democrats are just a powder keg. As soon as the mainstream media lights it, riots will commence across this country. Really, really amazing. After years of harassing the president of the United States, Donald Trump, the fake news New York Times finally admits the Steele dossier was a lie that never materialized or had been proven false. You know what? Let me come back to that because I think that got mixed in with this stack. But let me get into this other stack where I wanted to go, though. So the hate crimes against Asians continuing to happen by white supremacists, as you can see here, guys. It's another white supremacist in New York City attacking Asians. It's really incredible. Now, I'm being facetious, but here's the funny thing about all these reports. They always identify somebody unless they're black. So it's an Asian female identified. But the white supremacist black lady that assaulted her, she's just an individual. See how that works? is you're not allowed to say that. But here's what you need to understand, because there is actually rhyme and reason to this. You are a white supremacist if you voted Trump. You are a white supremacist if you attack an Asian or really anybody in the streets if you're a white supremacist. So white supremacy has no longer anything to do with your actual skin color. It's 100% to do with your politics or your violent behavior. So if you're violent and you attack Asians in San Francisco or New York, you're a white supremacist. So I just want you to understand that. I mean, you knew that if you were black and you voted for Trump, obviously you were a white supremacist. But now, if you're black and you attack Asians, you're a white supremacist. Kind of like this individual in Los Angeles, another white supremacist who held up an Asian at gunpoint, who robbed him and held him up at gunpoint, another white supremacist. So it's amazing how many black people becoming white supremacists overnight by committing these violent crimes. Here's another one. Disabled Army veteran attacked by four black women, white supremacists, calling her a white bitch. Court to decide if it's a hate crime. Yeah, because we don't really know. But they're white now, so that can't be a hate crime against your own skin color, right? I mean, if you commit a violent crime against somebody because of their skin color, that makes you a white supremacist. It doesn't matter what your skin color is or what the skin color is of your victim. You're a white supremacist as soon as that activity commences. So here you can see this man in a Pittsburgh Pirates ball cap holding a man up at gunpoint. That is a white supremacist. So just understand this is how the world works now, okay? Now, of course, this is all a lie. I just lied to you. But that's what the mainstream media and the Democrats want you to believe. Now, here's one of the biggest lies of all time. The Steele dossier. So now even the mainstream news is admitting it's fake. But remember, even when the Steele dossier was being introduced to get warrants to spy and being brought to members of Congress and members of the bureaucracy, they all said it's fake. It was only the Obama administration and the radical lefties under Brennan and Clapper and Comey that wanted to continue the lie that the Steele dossier was real. Everybody knew it was fake, folks. Everybody knew it was fake. They all knew it was fake. But now all the media members that got duped, they're now admitting it was fake. Here's something incredible about this. Everybody in this audience probably knows about the Steele dossier and how fake it was. Not many people know about the Manafort Little Black Book or Little Black Book or Little Brown Book. This was the Steele dossier against Manafort. Now, notice how you don't really hear about that. It was so fake. It was so unbelievably fake. And it was used to destroy Manafort. Something fake. Something entirely fabricated. These are sick people, man. I'm telling you, there need to be mass arrests of the Obama administration, mass arrests of Fauci and Gates. This is the only way we're going to save this planet, or you know where they're taking it, man.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pay attention to the fact that I don't just say the things I say on air for shock value. I don't just make the claims that I make because I want people to tune into my show. I say these things because I've done deep research on the globalists. I know what their goals are, and I understand how they operate. And you have to understand, the globalists are a consortium of very, very powerful institutions and very, very wealthy families. And they want world government. They want feudalism. They want basically a post-human future where they have robots and AI that control what's left of humanity. And they believe there's too many humans, and they want to cull our numbers by at least 90%. But that said, there are power factions. Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, the UN, openly sided with the communist Chinese and believed that it was time for the communist Chinese century that the Council on Foreign Relations and other people had talked about to come to the front. Now, the globalists set up communist China, where it gets all the rare earth minerals, it gets all the jobs, because tariffs are put inside Western countries, in Europe, the UK, Australia, New Zealand, the US, Canada, which are regulatory tariffs, where it's impossible for us to compete with the communist Chinese, because we have higher energy costs, we have green regulations, now the carbon taxes. That is designed to make the jobs go to China. But China, under the trilateral agreement, was to not become dominant in military force and to contain themselves to only their borders. Well, communist China has now expanded out. They violated their deals with Hong Kong and Taiwan. They're moving into the Philippines. They're moving into the South China Sea. They're trying to take islands away that have been historically Japan's because they've so infiltrated the United States and Europe with their double agents. They've been so successful buying up most of Hollywood, 4 of the 6 big production houses, the big studios. but they're very, very arrogant. And the Chinaphiles, like Bill Gates and others, with the Confucian societies at the universities, believe that they are invincible. I mean, you've got Mark Zuckerberg trying to name his first child Xi Jinping and calling Xi Jinping and saying, "I worship you, please let me name my child after you." And he said, "No." That's why you see the leader of Canada, Trudeau, saying, "I want to be a dictator like Xi Jinping." And that's a real video. "I want to be a Chinese dictatorship." "What do you want to grow up and be, Trudeau?" "I want to be a dictator like Xi Jinping." But that's what his father wanted. His father admired Mao Zedong. So this is real authoritarianism. They've decided to go that route. We've not resisted them properly. So then you have to ask, well, why is Bill Gates in trouble? Why did I say a few months ago they're going to bring down Bill Gates? Why did I say Klaus Schwab is in danger of being brought down? Because their agenda didn't succeed fully. And they were supposed to have the big lockdown to put the world under a world ID and to put the world under a global social credit score based on China, but not to keep us locked down while China reopened. It was only meant to get rid of Trump and punish Bolsonaro and bring the leader of the UK, Boris Johnson, under heel, under control. But see, the globalists began to leverage it. The China arm of the globalists began to leverage and continue a global depression to consolidate power and control, completely collapsing the third world, and so endangering the West with migrant flows that they thought it was becoming too extreme. So what you have is two different major power factions battling. Now, how did I tell you 14 years ago, 10 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, and just last November, I guess it was late October with Joe Rogan, that specifically that Bill Gates did not meet with Jeffrey Epstein one time, like he said. In the past, he lied and said he never met with him. He met with him hundreds and hundreds of times. And now you notice that mainstream news is reporting the Daily Beast, the New York Post, and even Reuters and AP, and it's on the cover of People magazine when you're at the grocery store, that he met with him dozens or more times. Well, of course he did, because they're in the same business, controlling the scientific elite of the major colleges so they can carry out things like the COVID-19. The power grab. Bill Gates has control of almost all the major health services of the world. He has control of the NIH here in the United States, the National Health Service in the UK. He has control of almost every nation except India that threw him out a few years ago. And so again, they pushed this project. They launched this project. They got enough of the establishment on board going back into December of 2019 to go ahead and pull the trigger on. But as the program got revealed and as there was a massive backlash globally and as the program began to fail because scientists and doctors were able to override big tech censorship, now the globalists are backing away from Gates and away from Schwab and away from others. Because they weren't doing this to bring in the New World Order, as it was said to be built by the Rockefellers and others, and British royalty and the Rothschilds. This was one basically for the Chi-Coms now, and the super predator Gates and others went ahead and made their move with the UN, double-crossing the other globalist power axis. Also, when they set up this plan back in the 1970s to have China dominate economically worldwide so the globalists could leverage control and use economic warfare to bring the West to its knees, Russia was still there. And Russia was still seen as being part of the global opposition system. But now that Russia is its own standalone country and rejecting globalism and Soros and depopulation and the whole trans agenda, the New World Order has an even bigger problem on its hands. And so the world is not just unipolar with the U.S. as the lone superpower now. It's not just bipolar with communist China. It's not just tripolar with the European Union bureaucracy, as corrupt as it is, still has a lot of power. It's not just having four poles with the UK and what's left of the remnants of the Anglo-American establishment allied with the US, but because Russia has nuclear weapons and all that energy, and it isn't going along with the agenda, and also has more borders with more countries than any other nation in the world, they are the ace in the hole that is causing this system to not basically come to fruition like the globalists have wanted it to. So, bottom line, there's infighting inside the New World Order going on right now. And the reason this is important is it's essential to nail Gates politically to the wall and to nail Schwab and to nail the UN and to nail the head of the WHO, who clearly cooked up the virus, gave it gain-of-function, released it, censored everybody so we couldn't stand up to them, exaggerated its strength, tried to have a permanent lockdown to cripple economies and consolidate control while Gates bought up all the farmland. If they aren't punished, then the globalists will continue with the blueprint of the COVID lockdown in the future with new releases, new variants, or hyping up a new pneumonia or a new flu, as they're already saying, to bring back the mask, to bring back the non-essential, to lock you in your homes, to consolidate more economic control and depopulation in the future. So it's essential to discredit this whole lie, to destroy it politically, and to punish those that captained it so that other globalists in the future are scared to use these same weapon systems of fear and control in the future. So they know how to put pressure on you till opposition forms. And then, once opposition forms, they will take off the pressure so that the opposition dissipates, and then they'll bring the pressure back again. So they only advance when they're not getting major resistance. So just as the sun came up this morning, guarantee you, everybody's celebrating, thinking the lockdowns are over. They are coming back. They're already still in place in Australia, areas of Europe, the UK, with a permanent control grid. And so those groups are just a few steps ahead of us. That's why we have to repudiate the whole system and expose the system and expose how damaged many people are going to be from these deadly gene therapy systems they've already been given, which is the soft kill program. So as good as it is that the globalists are in trouble, that this arm of the globalists is being repudiated, we're still in grave danger because the depopulation operation has already been launched. And so now, again, we have to tend to the sick and dying and the unfolding lies and the attempts to turn our children against us. It's like the new modern Hitler youth who demand that they be vaccinated using their ignorance. We have to go on the offense politically, culturally, spiritually, and repudiate and expose this whole system, or it's just going to keep coming back like basically a bad case of herpes. Notice, the level of lockdown people live under is the level they accept. If you accept it in Canada, it never ends. If you accept it in the UK, it never ends. If you accept it in Florida, it never ends. But if you don't accept it, well, then your leaders can stand with you and have a prosperous future. And most leaders want that, but they're up against the media, the big banks, and the globalists. And so if you don't show leadership on the grassroots, the leaders will never basically appear from amongst our ranks to turn this tide of tyranny. So basically, this is a long war we're all in. We're a very serious war, and we are starting to win this first big battle, but not without huge casualties. All right, I want to thank Owen Schroyer for the incredible job he's done today. And I just want to thank the entire crew for the work that they've done. I want to thank the listeners. I want to thank God, most importantly. And, of course, I want to thank my family as well. And we need to take stock of how serious the situation is and regroup and move forward and not just dust ourselves off and, you know, forget what we've just been through, because we're still in the middle of the fight and the enemy is just getting ready to strike again. But, yes, we've had some victories in way lower numbers of people took the deadly shots than they thought. And having half the NIH not take the shot is just a huge victory. So put that in the face of these vaccine bullies and vaccine pushers when they try to make you submit. All right, more transmissions come up in a moment. Please stay with us and please spread the word. If you're watching or listening to this transmission, you are the resistance.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.